To what extent could your friend's Facebook comments on political candidates influence your vote? Well, a new study from the University of Delaware says yes, and by a lot. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
We've grown used to getting cyber recommendations on hotels or restaurants, but what about deciding who to vote for based on internet comments and likes on social media? That's exactly what researchers at the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication tried to find out. Professor Paul Brewer and his team created a fake Facebook profile for a fake candidate. Their study found that voters' opinions could be manipulated by positive or negative comments about this fictitious candidate.
So if there are positive comments, the people who are viewing the page, they thought that they liked the candidate more. They thought the candidate had better qualities and they were more likely to vote for the candidate. When they saw the negative comments, they were less likely to vote for the candidate. They thought more negative things about the candidate.
The study also examined the effectiveness of a candidate responding and rebutting negative comments.
And we found that what the candidate said didn't make any difference. It was all what these random commenters were saying.
So why do commenters hold more weight than the candidate?
What we think is going on is the voters, they discount what the candidate says because the candidate has an interest in trying to influence you.
Right.
But these other people, you know, there's no reason to think that they're trying to help the candidate or hurt the candidate. Voters just think they're saying what they really think.
So could this lead to more manipulation of social media comments by campaigns?
If they encourage their supporters to go on their Facebook page and say nice things, it seems like it would help them. If they even created fake Facebook accounts and did it, it could help them. You know, it also might pay for them to delete all the negative comments because they can do that on their Facebook page.
As the media landscape gets more and more fractured, Brewer expects the role of social media comments to grow even more powerful.
It's getting harder and harder to reach people through traditional methods like campaign ads. You know, there are so many outlets that people are watching. It's hard to reach them all. And campaigns really have to use all the tools available. And so this is something that's part of their campaign toolbox, and candidates are going to have to be more and more invested in this way of reaching voters.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.